help us to commence this evening with hymn number 23. A man there is, a real man, with wounds still gaping wide, from which rich streams of blood once ran, in hands and feet and side. Number 23.
Thank you. Our reading this evening is taken from the 50th Psalm. Psalm 50. The mighty God. Even the Lord hath spoken, and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come, shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices, all thy burnt offerings, to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thine house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountain, the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls? Or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes? Or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Seeing thou hatest instruction and casteth my words behind thee, when thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him, and hast been partakers with adulterers. Thou gavest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother, thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thee. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Most holy, almighty Lord God, we pray that thou wilt show to us this evening that salvation of God that we've just read of, and that thou wilt say unto our souls, I am thy salvation. We pray, Lord Jesus, that on that evening of thy resurrection, thou didst draw near to those two on the road to Emmaus and reveal thyself in the scriptures. So this evening, thou wouldst draw near unto us and reveal thyself also to us in thy word as our Saviour and as our friend. Give us eyes to see thee. Give us ears to hear thee. Give us hearts to honour thee and to love thee and obey thee and submit to thee. Give us feet to follow thee and to walk with thee. Gracious Lord, we ask that thou wouldst favour us with thy presence. And make known to us thy love. Help us to worship and honour thee, and acknowledge thee as the Almighty God. Reigning in glory, and we thy people and thy subjects. Help us, Lord, to bring the honour, the glory and the dignity due to thy holy name. May we worship this evening, sheltering under the precious blood and holy righteousness of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we ask that thou wouldst come in thy risen power and glory. Break forth the Son of Righteousness and shine in our hearts. And grant us to rejoice by faith in the finished work and victories of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. We pray, Lord, that thou wouldst pardon and forgive all our many, many sins, our mighty sins, our deep-dyed, polluted sins. Grant to each that we may be whiter than snow and as wool. We pray, Lord, that thou wouldst grant conviction to the careless, life to the dead, liberty and forgiveness to those labouring under conviction. Bring back those who have strayed, those who feel to be far off from thee this evening, Lord, draw them near the Lord. Those who are near to thee, Lord, keep them near to thee. Those who are seeking a word of direction, could it please thee to grant it to them? Those a word of encouragement, those a word of rebuke. But Lord, suit thy word this evening to each case, and send none unmoved or untouched away, we beg. May we be enabled to lay help on one who is almighty and find thee to be an almighty friend and an almighty saviour. Bless, we pray, this church and people, and do thou supply their every need. Bless thy servants as they labour in this pulpit from week to week and the reading services. Grant thy blessing upon the Sabbath school. Grant thy blessing around thy table. And grant thy blessing, Lord, in their varied and individual lives. Draw near to those who are walking in deep pathways of sorrow and distress and disappointment and trouble. Bless those who are due, God willing, to be joined together in holy matrimony this week. And draw near to them and grant to them to know thy wisdom and thy grace. And do bring in others to worship here. And bless those who do worship here. And grant this evening, Lord, if it is thy will, that a lamb may be born into thy flock from this cause, that that new life may begin. And grant, Lord, that there may be that deepening of the work in those whom that work has been begun. May more of Christ be revealed. May he be more precious. May there be that more establishing and firmness in the truth. That denying of self and taking on up the cross of Christ. And Lord, we pray that if there are any here who are nearing the end of life, we pray, Lord, that they may be prepared for eternity. And for that tremendous moment, when we must yield our all to thee and stand in thy presence. Prepare us, Lord, for that moment. And in that day, may we not stand alone. May we not have to conduct our own defense. But may we stand in the merit, in the name, in the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ. In whose almighty name we now come and ask that thou wouldst hear and answer our petitions. Amen.
Hymn 751. The Saviour lives no more to die. He lives, the Lord enthroned on high. He lives triumphant o'er the grave. He lives eternally to save. 751.
Help, we turn this evening to Psalm 50, the opening verse. Psalm 50, verse 1, the mighty God, even the Lord have spoken, and called the earth from the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same. The mighty God, even the Lord, have spoken. We are reminded here of the strength and of the power and the authority of the might and the gracious ability of God Almighty. The mighty God. that one who alone has all power and all authority under his control. That one who is so powerful, as it says here, he spoke, and the earth was created out of nothing by his almighty power, by his almighty word. He has but to speak, and the dry land appears. The sun and the moon shine forth. And man and beast is created. The mighty God, even the Lord, have spoken. By that same power, he has sustained this earth and the universe, while his purposes are worked out in the salvation of his people. By his own power and by his word, one day the heavens will depart in great fire. Sky will be rolled up like a scroll. By his word, all that is in this earth will be burnt up. How often, when you and I come to God in prayer, do we realize just how mighty is the one we are coming to? And his word this evening is this: to one and another of you, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And he is able, well able, to supply your need. He's well able to supply all your need, not just a part of it, but all your vast needs. Now, it doesn't say he'll supply all your wants and wishes. It doesn't promise that. But all you need, child of God, he has promised to supply. Take that word back to him this evening and plead it before him. He delights it when you plead his word. It's a powerful plea. God is always faithful to his word. Bring your need before him this evening, that providential need, that need in your family, that need in your business, that need in your body. That need in your soul, that need in your church, all your needs. Grace and providence alike. And remember, you're coming to a mighty God, who is able to supply that need. He holds all nature in his hand. That gracious hand on which we live has life and time at his command and has immortal joys to give. The mighty God, even the Lord, have spoken. You may say this evening, I have prayed long for many years for a particular need to be supplied. And this evening I feel like giving up. There's no more use in praying. My mind goes to the temple in Jerusalem. And there we see in that temple Zacharias going about the office of the burning of incense. And that angel appears to him. And what does he say? Fear not, Zacharias. Thy prayer is heard, and Elizabeth shall have a son. Now, Zacharias and Elizabeth were old. They probably married when they were young, and it is clear that they had prayed for a child for many a long year. But then the time came when they gave up praying, because naturally it seemed that Elizabeth would never have a son. They gave up. They reconciled themselves as far as they could. To that disappointment. Beloved friends, Zacharias may have forgotten his prayer from long ago, but God hadn't. Fear not, Zacharias, thy prayer is heard. Carry on praying. Carry on knocking. Because the God of miracles still lives. The God of miracles still reigns. And whatever your need in providence is this evening, which you have long prayed after, his word this evening is, continue in prayer and watching in the same. And you will be amazed in God's good time what he will do for you. One day you'll hear that word, fear not, thy prayer is heard. The mighty God, even the Lord have spoken. He spoke in eternity past. When the Father gave into the hands of his Son a people. A people who without exception would ruin themselves a great company of wretched, undone, ruined sinners. A people who had a depraved nature, fallen in Adam. A people who by nature were enemies with God. And in almighty love, in almighty compassion, in almighty pity, the mighty God spoke. And he determined to save. And he separated this people whom he loved sovereignly, and who, as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, had a sovereign right to love. God has a right to choose. God has a right to call one and to leave another. We have no right to challenge the authority of God. But the wonder of it is, friends, is he chose any. And if you are brought to see the awfulness of your sin, and are brought to see your place in the covenant, you will say the greatest wonder is he chose you. The hymn writer puts it, "Oh, how could he so sweetly smile on such a wretch as I who his name did once revile and his dear truth deny. The mighty God, even the Lord, have spoken. And by his word, with some of you this evening, he has put into his family your name. And he's brought you to see and to learn and to know something of his name. And what is his word he's spoken to you? Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. It is because of that everlasting love, which is as almighty as God himself, that he chose you. It is because of that almighty love that he sent his Son into the world to suffer and bleed and die for you. It is because of that almighty love that his Son rose again and ascended into heaven for you. He passed within the veil, did on his bosom bear the worthless names which did prevail with him to enter there. Because of that almighty, everlasting, sovereign love, in due time he sent his Holy Spirit down into your soul to quicken you into life. Some of you, he first visited and showed you his love and assured you of his peace. Others of you, it was his sovereign will to show you something of your sin. And your pollution, and your guilt. And to bring you to that point, can ever I be saved? Though it didn't seem like it at the time, it was his almighty love which sent out that word of conviction. Now some have greater conviction than others. The Holy Ghost is a sovereign. But why do we have conviction of sin? The answer is this. The Holy Ghost will give you just as much conviction you need to bring you savingly to the foot of Jesus Christ and beg for mercy. And some of us took a lot of conviction to bring us there. But that is the very purpose of conviction of sin. It's to empty you of self. It's to bring you to that knowledge of your great need of salvation. And it's to bring you right to the very feet of Christ. The mighty God, even the Lord, have spoken. Some of you have heard that mighty voice and you've trembled, have you not? You've trembled when he is told you are a sinner. You've trembled under that broken law. There's a hymn not in our book on Calvary. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Now, you can see that hymn, that first verse I've just quoted, in the sovereign truth of election. How many of you have ever been convicted under sin? Have you ever considered those many years you spent and it meant nothing to you whatsoever? That the Lord of life and glory had suffered and bled and died for you. What hardness of heart and whose shame do you now confess it? But in God's good time, he didn't leave you there, did he? But he brought you into the second verse. By God's word at last, my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. If you are brought as a guilty sinner to look at the law of God, if you're brought to see that you stand wanting under how you have kept that law, you'll begin to understand something of the power and the might of God. God is able to crush you if it was his will in a moment. Our God is a consuming fire, we read in the Hebrews. And he will one day consume the wicked in unquenchable fire. But they will never die. They will never cease to exist. They will remain in that place of eternal suffering. If you this evening are under a broken law, remember the words of God. all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Plead this evening that word. You may not be able to say with confidence that you feel you're given to God, but come to God and plead that it may be so, and plead the end of that word. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. That means in no circumstance. He will not turn you away. He may make you wait. He may make you wait many years, but he will not turn you away. Plead his word. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Those who said that said it in derision. But you can take that and plead it before your God. Was there ever a case of need in Scripture, in our Lord's ministry upon earth, that he denied and rejected? You won't find one. Those who came to him with a need, he supplied that need. Plead his word, which he has spoken through the Apostle Paul for your encouragement. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Plead his word. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. He's given these words for your encouragement, sinner. Take them before God's face and throne. Remind him that he has spoken them in his word. And ask him humbly to fulfill them for you. And you'll prove the power of the word of the mighty God. That his word this evening is as powerful as when he spoke it in the Scriptures. The mighty God, even the Lord, have spoken. And then those of you who have been in the way many years, and perhaps you are discouraged as you think of your lack of progress in the things of God. You don't feel to have any more depth now than when you were first called by grace all those many years ago. In fact, you may even feel you know less now than you did when first you knew the Lord. Here is his word to you this evening. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Can you not trace how your God has been faithful to that promise as you look back? Has he not upheld you in the way? Has he not helped you? Has he not strengthened your faith when it grew so weak and dim? But it didn't die, did it? Why not? Because he fulfilled his word, he strengthened you. Why are you still on praying ground? After all these years of temptation in the wilderness, why haven't you not given up and gone back? because he has upheld you and strengthened you and helped you. If he'd left you alone, you would not have endured. So he says to you this evening, fear thou not, for I am with thee. And he who was with thee then is with thee still. He who was with thee in years gone by and in time past is still with you this evening. He is eternally the same. He can never, never change. Then again, the mighty God, even the Lord, have spoken, and he said of you, believer, thou art mine. Mine to save. Mine to keep. Mine to deliver and to defend. Mine to send my wounding word to bring you down in repentance at my feet. And mine to send my word and to heal you from all your distresses. Mine to restore you when you go astray. You're still mine. That wandering sheep, it doesn't matter how long and often it may wander, it still has a shepherd that cares for it. It doesn't break that bond. And so, wandering sheep this evening, your wanderings cannot break the bond between the good shepherd and you. But thou art mine. He is your God and your Lord and your King to rule and to reign. He's not just your Saviour, he's also your King. And he has a sovereign right to rule over you. And he has a sovereign right sometimes to tell you to go into a path you would not wish to go in. He has a sovereign right sometimes to say no when you would dearly love him to say yes. And at such times, seek the grace to worship him as King and to realize that he is a King who loves you. Cannot make a mistake. He cannot cause a needless tear. In all his holy sovereign will, he is, we daily find, too wise to be mistaken still, too good to be unkind. What though we can't his going see, nor all his footsteps find, too wise to be mistaken he, too good to be unkind. The mighty God, even the Lord, have spoken. Sometimes he says, be still. Have it in Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God. And there are times when he'll bring you into those places and he will say to you, be still. And learn that he is God. And the way you're going to learn it is by being put into those situations that are so extreme. Into those situations that are so difficult. Into those paths that are so dark. That you need no less than an almighty power to deliver you and to defend you. And then you'll prove, I am God. Present tense, he still reigns. He still rules. He still has all power. He still cares. He's still sovereign. And when you've learnt that, learnt more of his greatness and holiness and power, and more of your insufficiency and your sin and your unworthiness of his presence, then and only then will he say to those waves, "Peace, be still." And he'll bring you to that point, truly, this is the Son of God. The mighty God, even the Lord, have spoken. And then this evening he says to you, "Lovest thou me?" Lovest thou me? Before he suffered, he gave a definition of those who love him. He says, "They keep my sayings." And he still says this evening, "If ye love me, keep my commandments. Obey them. Observe them. Follow them. Walk in them." As a proof of your love to him. And we should seek to walk worthy of him by obeying those 10 commandments. For his sake. Not trying to earn salvation, but in pleasing him should be our delight. And don't forget the 11th commandment either. "A new commandment I give you, that ye love one another." The mighty God, even the Lord, have spoken. And then this evening, he says, "This do in remembrance of me." He calls his church to the table to remember his sufferings, to remember his death, to remember his triumph and victory. To remember till he come, his love, his almighty love and care. But he also says to those of you this evening who are in the church of God and whose names are written in heaven, but who are not in the visible church of God here below, in the sense that your name is not written on a church roll book, he says to you this evening, "Lovest thou me? If ye love me, keep my commandments." And his word to you this evening, just as to those who this evening come to this table, is, "Do this in remembrance of me." If you've known that the Lord is precious, if you've been brought to say that your only hope is in Jesus Christ, and you can say that you do have that love for him, may you be enabled to obey his voice, even in that commandment, "Lovest thou me? If ye love me, keep my commandments." The mighty God, even the Lord, have spoken. And then he says this evening, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." An unchanging truth in changing times. He has promised to be with you, child of God, even unto the end of the world. Whether that mean you are in the ends of the world in your own experience, and whether your trials and your adversities have brought you to the end of everything. They'll never bring you to the end of God's power and mercy. There you'll prove God as faithful. Or whether it means the end of the world, in that you have to leave here and go to the other side of the world for a season. You'll prove him God there. He still reigns and rules there. And he's able to hear you there. Or whether it means the hour and article of death and the day of judgment itself, when the world will literally end, he says to you this evening, fear not. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Look up. That's what the word lo means. Look. Look up. And see that the mighty God, even your Redeemer, reigneth for you. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day, which was for the Christian Institute, amounted to £1,655, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Stephen Rosier is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and next Lord's Day there will be a reading service in the morning and our friend Mr. Buss in the evening. And the wedding of our friends Marianne and Joseph takes place on Friday at 12 o'clock. Let us close with hymn 1033. In Jesus combine all the riches of grace, what glory and grandeur I see in his face. Jehovah's eternal and co-equal Son took all our transgressions and made them his own. 1033.
Do forgive, O Lord, all that thou hast seen wrong in our worship of thy great and holy name thus far this day. Be with those who now depart. Watch over them, bless them, keep them, guide them. Remember them with thy salvation, speak to them. Likewise, remember those of us who now at thy gracious command seek to remember thy dying love or watch from afar. Lord, guide each one of us with thy counsel, and at last receive us to glory. So take us under thy safe care and keeping. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Ghost, abide with us. Amen.